So the epistle for Easter Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Brethren, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste, as you are unleavened, for Christ our Passover is sacrificed. Therefore, let us feast not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 16. At that time, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought sweet spices that coming they might anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher, the sun being now risen. And they said one to another, "Who shall roll us back the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And looking, they saw the stone rolled back, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a white garment, and they were affrighted, who said to them, "Be not affrighted, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you." Please be seated. Alive unto God, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned that my brother had preached the parish mission for you, one of the main themes that he took was from St. Paul. And from St. Paul, we have, obviously, the whole idea of Christ crucified. But then also he talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new man. Last night we had that reminder when we made the renewal of our baptismal promises. It talked even in there about the idea of walking in the newness of life, this newness of life of grace. And so that is something that we try to focus on, that is something that we try to look at during the time period of Lent, reminding ourselves that the whole purpose of the penances, the sacrifices, was to try to bring ourselves to having this new life in grace. And so that's what we must try to spend our time doing. And so now that we are in this Paschal tide, we are now celebrating the Feast of Easter and then the time after. It is a joyful time period for us. But again, it's a good reminder to us of how we should be living our lives. Walking in the newness of life, of grace, yes. And as I say, with the renewal of the baptismal promises, it is also something maybe have a chance, if you can, to look at that. Because it also talks about that we crucify the old man with Christ. So just as our Lord was crucified on the cross in order to redeem us, it is that same idea, the same sense for us, that we must therefore crucify the old man. That old man that we must put off. Because that old man is what will draw us away from God. And so therefore, if we're trying to then be walking with Christ, well, then we have to put on this new man, serving sin no longer. I mean, it's very interesting for us to see, because just as my brother had mentioned last night, he talked about the fact of, obviously, with our baptismal promises, our godparents speak for us at that time. But the whole purpose of us to renew them now is that good reminder to us of what we are trying to live up to in our baptism. With our baptisms, yes, we know that we are made a member of the Church of Christ. We know that we are made at that point heirs to heaven. And then through our lives, we sometimes quickly fall away from that. And so that's where it's good for us to think about, to consider. Do we understand that? Do we understand what we must have tried to do in living our lives? And that was something that he tried to bring out during the parish mission itself, helping us to see what we need to try to do to truly live in Christ. That is the whole center of our life. And so that's where then in this time period, in the time period of Lent, we tried to make ourselves dead to sin. Dead to the sins that we've committed, dead to that whole idea of following along with that. And so it helps us to understand with the resurrection of our Lord, we must be truly resurrected with him too. given that chance of our resurrection. It is held out to us because of the redemption of our Lord on the cross. So he holds that out to us, and so therefore then from that, we must grasp that during our lives. And so that's why the importance of the epistles of St. Paul, constantly talking about Christ crucified, constantly talking about how we must live in Christ, this whole idea of sanctifying grace, that Christ lives in us, we live in Christ. And then how easy it is for us maybe to lose sanctifying grace, losing the life of Christ through mortal sin, and how we must come back to that. Through confession, yes. So that's why I say to take advantage of that for our Easter duty. Easter duty is to receive Holy Communion during Eastertide, but sometimes in order to do so, we have to make a good confession. And so that's where we understand this whole idea, living in Christ, having the sanctifying grace in our soul. And so that's what we try to accomplish during the time period of Lent, being dead to sin, trying to make sure that we have this life of Christ in us. And so that's where the new man comes in, this new man that is created in grace. And so that's what you must try to focus on now in this happy time period of Easter, of Paschaltide, of staying in the state of grace, living that life of Christ, doing whatever we can to always keep to that. And that's why we spent the time period crucifying the old man, so that we can walk in the newness of life, of sanctifying grace for our soul. So that's what we must try to accomplish now in this time period. These ideas are brought out in the renewal of the baptismal promises, the epistles of St. Paul, and then truly in the liturgy that we see in this time period of Lent, or the ending of Lent, the Holy Week, into Easter now. I mean, it brings it out for us to contemplate and to think about. And hopefully you had the chance to try to at least look at the liturgy of the Sacred Triduum if you weren't able to come to the services. But that is what is meant for us. And so we must pray for these graces now. And we must try to live our lives in that way. And if we find ourselves away from the graces of God, do something about it. Obviously, with my brother here, there were many opportunities for confessions, especially during the mission. And so still, take advantage of these opportunities that you have. God gives these opportunities of grace for us. How often we wait to a later time or put it off thinking that we have more time. God only knows how long that we will have. And so that's why then in Easter itself, the great reminder to us, the resurrection of our Lord, but then also that we must be resurrected with him. We must walk in this newness of life. And so read some of the epistles of St. Paul. Be familiar with his doctrine that he gives to us. This whole idea of Christ living in us. We live in Christ. What does that mean for us? How important that is to us. And so hopefully if you had a chance to participate in the mission itself, that you understood that from what he was saying. If not, they will be on the website. You can listen to them if you didn't have that chance. Even though it's a Lenten mission, it is still helpful for us any day of our life. Revisiting it, trying to help us to understand that greater, so that we can live this life in Christ. So at the end of our lives, we can say with St. Paul, I live now not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.